The Gemara Megillah and Daf Vav Amud Beis 26b makes a distinction between what they call Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. What is Tashmishei Kedusha? What is Tashmishei Mitzvah? One of the accessories to something which is holy. So the Gemara says the mantle of a Sefer Torah, tefillin bags, they have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. And the Gemara says Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim. Thumbs that come in touch with the Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, they must be buried. Apparently the Kedusha remains and therefore you have to Nigvarim. However, when it comes to mitzvahs, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, they could be thrown out in Nizrakim because the Kedusha is no longer there. So that's what the Gemara says. Tashmishei Kedusha are Nigvarim, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. So what's the basis for it? So the Rav Soloveitchik always used to quote the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalid Perek Lamed. That what's the criteria? The Gemara tells us that's the halacha. Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarim. Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. So the Nefesh HaChayim, right, it depends on whether the article has words of Torah on it. Because the source of Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and the words of Torah are describing his own essence. That's why, in fact, a Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than Tefillin more than Mezuzah, because you have more Torah on it. And even within the category of Tefillin, we know there's a Tefillin Shorosh and Tefillin Shoryad. Tefillin Shorosh is more Kedusha since it contains the additional letter on the Bayit, you have the Shin. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, writes that when the Aseret HaDibros were on the original Luchos, it was the same as those written in every Sefer Torah. Therefore, Sefer Torah, whatever we learn out, and the Rambam goes into it there, but we see a Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchos because of the great amount of words it contains. And similarly, regarding Tashmishei Mitzvah, that's so Rav Chaim Velazhin explains, that's why there's halacha, we have a kavartik parenu by Yom Ahu, we have halacha burial by a Jew, but not by a non-Jew. Why is that? Because even though the non-Jews are obligated in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, I'm assuming they even kept them, but it'd be Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Mitzvah is Nizrakim. However, the Gemara tells us in Nida, the Lamed Amid Aleph, that Amalek teaches us to call it Torah Kula when we're in the fetus, we're in the womb of the mother. And even though we don't remember when we come out, the bottom line is it still had an impact on us. So even if I never learned another word afterwards, but by definition a Jew is Tashmishei Kedusha because we have the Torah in us. So that's how it explains Tashmishei Kedusha Nizrakim. Those are things that the Kedusha is brought about by written Torah. And that's how Rav Soloveitchik elaborated. He explained, we know the Beis HaMikdash. Where's the writing on the Beis HaMikdash? We know the Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's the Holy of Holies. So where does the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, get its Kedusha from? So the Mishkan was called the Mishkan HaEdus. Why was it called the Mishkan HaEdus? Because it contained the Luchos HaEdus, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, he seems to get into history. He adopts the opinion that during the Machlokas among historians, but he adopts the opinion during the time of the second, during Vayisheni, the Aron with the Luchos remain within the Beis HaMikdash. Or B, with an underground vault, which originally designated by Shlomo HaMelech. So therefore, the Rambam says that it's not just a historical issue, it's an issue of halacha. The reason why the Mishkan, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash got its Kedusha is only because of it housed the Luchos. And that's why the Rambam writes a room used for tefillah on a regular basis, a minyan kavua, but it doesn't have a place to house a Sefer Torah, doesn't have the status of a Kedusha space at Knesset. So that's how the Beis HaMikdash got its Kedusha. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was housed in the basement, so it kept its Kedusha. And that's how Rav Salvation explained, what about Eretz Yisrael? Where does it get its Kedusha from? If it's some words of Torah, what, they wrote it on the mountains and the trees on the ground? So no, the answer is, where did the first Kedusha come from? We know Kedusha Rishona came from the time of Yeshua. It wasn't the Jewish army that gave it its Kedusha, but it was the Aaron HaBris that led them. It helped them conquer the land. So therefore, the Eretz Yisrael, by the conquest of Yeshua, got it through the Ruchos. So what about Kedusha Shniya? Because we know Kedusha Rishona was Bato. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaLechira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayim, that during the May Ezra, what happened? That he says, so the Salvation explains that if the first Kedusha from Yeshua came about through Torah Shebiksav, so the second one came about through the Torah Shabbat Peh, and that was during the time of Purim. As according to the rabbis, the Purim story happened shortly after the rebuilding of the Bayis Sheni. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, Peches Omer Aleph, that the Jews kimu v'kibbu, they rededicated themselves to Torah, and the Medrash Tanchuma there says, that refers specifically to Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh was Nasa V'Nishma, but Torah Shabbat Peh, they rededicated themselves, and therefore through Torah Shabbat Peh, that Kedusha rested upon Eretz Yisrael. And so that's how it explains. So Tashmisha Kedusha Nikvarim, because it has the Torah on it. Tashmisha Mitzvah Nizrakim, and the Mishkan Ha'edus from the Luchos, and Eretz Yisrael from the Aaron HaBris, and Kedusha Shniya from Ezra, that the Mekadesh was Torah Shabbat Peh, that's when the Jews were Kimu V'Kibbu. So it comes from Torah. So Tashmisha Kedusha is Nizrakim, Tashmisha Kedusha Nigvarim, Tashmisha Mitzvah Nizrakim, and that's Achar Mitzvasan. So therefore, the leftover oil you have from the Chanukah menorah, so it's Tashmisha Mitzvah, so Nizrakim, so, but you know, you do it there, a cover, you put it into a separate bag before you throw it out.